Hachette Audio presents Sex Education, The Road Trip, written by Katie Burchell, read by Aitakala.
Chapter 1. Maeve closed her book and sighed, resting her head back on the sofa. She squinted at the sunlight streaming in through a gap in the caravan curtains. She lifted her right hand to chew her thumbnail, while tapping impatiently on the book cover with her left. She'd read Jane Eyre a few times, but this bit still annoyed her. She hated Jane's cousin, John Reed, and every time she read it, he seemed to get worse, bullying Jane just because he had everything and she had nothing and no one. Arrogant dickhead, Maeve said out loud to the empty room. She stopped chewing her nail and let her hands rest on her stomach, staring up at the ceiling. She could hear faint music coming from a caravan down the way, and people in the distance chatting and laughing. She felt a stab of loneliness.
"This is what you get for reading the Brontes," she reminded herself, running a hand through her hair and moving to sit upright.
Putting the book aside, she spotted her pack of cigarettes poking out from under the bag next to her and reached for it, pulling one out and grabbing the lighter from the table. She pushed herself up off the sofa and headed towards the door, swinging it open and stepping out into the sunshine. "Morning, love." Maeve looked up from lighting her cigarette to see Cynthia, the caravan park owner, hanging some washing up on the line and smiling at her. "Hi, Cynthia," Maeve replied, exhaling and folding her arms across her chest. "Lovely day," Cynthia mused, pegging a denim skirt to the line that was exactly the same as the one she had on. "You all right? Up to anything nice?"
"Just some reading."
"Oh, lovely. Anything good?"
"Jane Eyre?"
"I think I've read it." Cynthia looked pensive for a moment. "That the one with the badger?" Before Maeve could answer, Cynthia's caravan door swung open, and her husband, Geoffrey, appeared in the doorway, wearing a faded white sleeveless vest, a neon green headband, and very tight, tiny gym shorts. He put his hands on his hips and inhaled deeply. Maeve tried and failed to hide a snigger.
"What are you doing, Geoffrey?" Cynthia asked him, wrinkling her nose in disgust.
"Zumba."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?